Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Prinzo is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a new friend. He's the founder and CEO of the Prinzo Group, and it's all about project management and making sure that when you decide to do something new, you decide to add something, whether it be a system or some technology, that if it turns out to be the right idea, that you actually pull it off, because that doesn't always happen, as you very well may know. Rob Prinzo, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's good to be here. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. You know, I'm imagining our audience listening to me make that little opening comment, Rob, and they're looking around, and whether they can see it or whether they just can imagine it, I'm thinking about all of the graveyard of half finished projects that may be all around them. You know, there may be a little hardware graveyard, you know, in the back room, that things that we bought we didn't finish up, or maybe a failed hire or something else, something that we put a lot of effort and time and thinking and energy and maybe even money into, that just didn't come together. We all have those kinds of, that kind of a track record. Every single one of us do, and it's not good. And you're here to help us with that. How do we get this going the right way?
Well, you know, absolutely, Jim, and you're exactly right. You know, every project starts off with, you know, good intentions, and, you know, the goal is usually to improve a process or make something more efficient. And a lot of times that involves the implementation of technology. And if you look at the statistics, depending on which studies you quote, these projects have failure rates that can range between 50 and 70% and have cost overruns of, you know, 30 to 50%.
50 and 70%. Now, folks, you know what, Rob? That's not just unacceptable. That's catastrophic, isn't it? Those kinds of numbers.
It is. It is. And what's even more interesting is if you look at these, you know, and you do some history on the implementation of technology projects, especially over the last 10 years as technology has been changing and evolving and becoming more embedded in business, you know, the reasons that these projects are failing are the same today as they really were 10 years ago. And they have to do really more with the humanistic side of the project, not necessarily the technology itself.
So wait a minute. So you're saying that the machines are perfect and humans are not? Wait a minute. We need to alert the media about that, Rob.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, I said when you're implementing, you know, a piece of technology or a system, you know, the top 10 reasons that, you know, things can go wrong, you know, have to do more with, you know, people's commitment and understanding of the project, their expectations, how they define their requirements, you know, what they choose to.
Well, and don't forget the politics between them. I mean, you know, as my audience has heard me say many times, Rob, the problem with humanity is the humans.
Right.
So part of what I hear you saying, Rob, is how do we get out of our own way?
Right. Well, and there's two ways to do that, as I've seen. Is, you know, one is to, you know, have a methodology that oversees the gaps or failure points that can occur during a project, and then second, have a plan for for dealing with the humanistic political side to be able to close those gaps and implement solutions to be successful.
Right. One of the things, you know, you've got a 6-step program. I want to get started on these. We may not finish them. But let's make sure we hit the, make sure we have a beginning and an end here. But the first thing you say is identify the real issues. Now, when you say the real issues, you're saying the real issues of what you want to accomplish, or are you saying the real issues that are going to get in our way?
Well, first and foremost, it's the real issues of what you want to accomplish, and especially when it comes to technology. the goal of implementing technology is to increase efficiency or to make something more efficient or more profitable. And a common scenario that occurs is instead of looking at a whole process of improving that process, we go out and say, well, we need a solution. We need some software to make this better. Well, if, for example, if you're implementing a system to manage your customers and track your customer behavior, that might improve one aspect of your process, but you need to look at the whole process from, you know, prospecting that customer through billing that customer. And that might involve more systems or more detailed requirements that you need to understand and have available as you go and choose the technology system that you want to implement to improve that process.
One of the things that happens, a term that we use a lot these days that came out of the military, you know, when the military is thinking about dropping a bomb somewhere, they calculate or they try to estimate the collateral damage, meaning the unintended consequences. But in what you're talking about, it sounds to me like we should be talking about what's the collateral influence? You know, where are the collateral influencers? In other words, the things that could derail us before we even get started, before we drop the bomb, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've been doing this for a while. That's kind of the part of my methodology here is in looking at the reasons that projects fail, identifying strategies to preempt those before they occur. And by doing that, and what ends up happening in these failure points is they create gaps. And technology takes time to implement, so if you don't address these gaps in the early stages of your project, they're going to be there, and that they may be kind of hidden time bombs that go off later, unexpectedly. So you have to be preemptive, just as you would be in the military, taking preemptive strikes.
And it could include something as basic as saying, okay, this person is going to resist this. They're a pretty important player here. We either have to make sure that somehow make sure that they're part of the solution. So let's don't avoid them. Let's don't avoid them, which would be our initial nature, our inclination to do. Let's bring them in and let them own part of this. What do you think?
Absolutely. And actually the name of my methodology is collaborative intervention. And in putting
I
that
like
together,
that.
it's an action verb, but it requires collaboration and
collaborative intervention. I like that. I like the second word especially.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to intervene and take action.
That's right.
To solve problems and have real solutions. But in doing that,
see that's what my team does in my business. They come up with an idea, and if they don't I don't like it, they just kind of play me, you know, make me feel like it's my idea. Hold on to that thought, Rob. We've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. I'll be right back with Rob Prinzo. We're going to talk some more about some of these steps, these implementation steps, to make sure you get that project off the ground successfully. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.